Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, February the 18th, 2024, and this is the audio recording of a Vesper service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. Our homilist tonight is Patricia Tyson. This service began at 6 o'clock p.m., after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us say together Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Happy are those whose transgressions are forgiven, and those whose sins put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, and in whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away, because of my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like horse or mule, which have no understanding, who must be fitted with bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you. Great are the tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart.
Glory to the Father,
to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Matthew. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather girdle around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit that befits repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you,
God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit, good fruit, is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The word of the Lord.
Okay, this is just an aside, and I won't really explore it, but it is interesting. Walter Brueggemann wrote a sermon about this passage. He said, "What if the passage is about the church in the world, not just about the temptation of Jesus? But I wonder if it's about my temptation." Satan, the world, is very subtle and makes each temptation so enticing. In Jesus' case, he had been alone in a wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. This harkens back to Moses and the Israelites as they leave Egypt. Did the people grumble, complain, whine? Would I have? I can't say much about Matthew's words. I don't know enough. I do know that if I'm not alert and careful, I can easily become distracted. First thing in the morning, I get my coffee after letting Boomer out for the first of many times and feeding him and the cat. I go to my cell phone and open a podcast called The Bible in 365 Days. This is a maybe 25 or 26 minute daily Bible reading and a short reflection. Father Mike Schmidt, divides most daily readings into roughly three parts: the Old Testament, a psalm or a proverb, and the New Testament. He then does a short reflection and offers a prayer. All this sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds like I'm a devoted biblical student and alert to God's call. However, Satan, or the devil, call it sin in the form of distraction, frequently creeps into my computer, which I have somehow turned on and opened, and I do not know how this happens, flashes a sale on shoes at Dillard's, or a flash flood out west, and my unfaithful self overrides my good intention and strays away from Father Mike. I catch myself and either restart the podcast with the Israelites as they journey through the desert, or the Israelites as they demand that Aaron build them a god of gold, or I join in Joshua's army as they march determinedly around a walled city, shouting hosannas to God. Wretched man, woman, that I am. Below, I will read you the whole quotation from Romans, which you all know by heart, John especially. Sometimes it's the same way with my prayer life. I can set out to praise God, to pray for others, to seek his blessings, and find myself drifting away. Why not order those shoes from Dillard's? All I can offer to anyone is the assurance that it is essential that we pray for each other, everyone in this group of faithful servants, that we offer encouragement. Jesus' recipe for this in Matthew 4 was, number one, there's more to life than eating and drinking and wearing pretty clothes. It's more important to feed your heart and listen. I didn't explore the word listen because I know that y'all know that I like to talk more than to listen. It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Number two, power grabs are not ours. We cannot command God. Jesus said to him, again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Number three, we must not trade our integrity for the admiration of others. Worship only God. Jesus said, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And the quote that I referenced above from Romans is, so I find it, from Romans 7, 21 through 25, so I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh I am a slave to the law of sin. Amen.
Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those, both night and day, who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Entertain intercessions and thanksgivings.
Continue to pray for the Hollands, for Julia's arm.
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen. Amen.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.